Jesus. How many believes that today? Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He told you he loved you one time, that means he meant it for all eternity.
Amen.
Can't change, and I'm grateful to the Lord for that. In a world that just doesn't have anything sure anymore, nothing is what it, you know, almost everything's a conspiracy, everything's false, everybody's lying all the time, but there's one place we can put our souls and know that it's right, and that's the Word of God. God doesn't lie to us, and I appreciate that. Hallelujah. You have your Bibles. Let's go to Galatians 3 today. We'll see what the Lord has, but try to wrap up on Abraham today. Have you enjoyed the journey?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Galatians 5. Galatians 3, 5 is what I meant to say. Galatians 3, verse 5. I'm on, right? Yeah. Hallelujah. Galatians 3, 5. He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. I'd like to stop there today. Preach on this afternoon by the help of the Lord. The blessing of Abraham. The blessing of Abraham. Let's bow our heads before the Lord. Hallelujah, as we approach His Word, taking our mind off everything else and looking toward heaven to the one that we love. You believe He's here with us today? He promised it. Believe with all your heart. Is there a need you'd like to lift up to Him? Hallelujah. Let's pray with all our hearts. Invite the presence of the Lord to have His way today. Lord Jesus, we thank You for gathering the saints again. We thank You for a refuge from all the things of this life, Lord. That there's just death and destruction on every side, but we can rest assured that as the plagues fall on Egypt, there's still a Goshen for us, Lord, and that's in the Spirit of God, and we thank You for the Holy Ghost today. We thank You for giving us peace in our souls that gets us through every trial, gets us through every day, Lord. It gets us through all the toils of life, and we thank You for it, Father. We thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for Your grace and Your patience with us, Lord, and that it endures forever. We appreciate You, Lord, and we pray that today You'll come, take the Word, and to speak to everyone that's here, to every need, Lord, and may the devil be defeated on every side. May strongholds come down the land be given back to the children, given back to the children of promise, Lord, away from the enemy. You promised the gates would be against us, Lord, but You promised we'd possess those gates formed against us. We thank You for it, Lord. We come with high expectations that You'll be glorified in this service, Lord. Yes. You'll prove once again that You're still alive and here amongst us. Commit the service into Your hands. Hear every heart's cry, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we ask You. Amen. You may be seated today. Thank You, Lord. Man, I go to start and everybody just starts walking out. I don't know. Didn't even get to say my text at all, hardly. No, I've been praying about the service, and I believe every service is special. I think every sister. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. How many believes that? Amen. Yes, Lord. He's been faithful to us. Amen. I appreciate the Lord for that. Amen. Amen. Let's remember that. Don't ever give up on those until the last breath. Even after that, we still got promises. It's still ours. That's right. And I believe that's the only reason our sister is still here, is from the faith that's in the saints of God. I thank God for that. And I know what it's like to have them. You can even feel the devil give you that fear. Just comes on like a light switch sometimes. And happened to me when my baby was being born, and the umbilical cord wrapped around her. And I remember the little heart rate thing was going, and then all of a sudden it just went real slow. And then it came back. And, you know, that man, he comes right in there, don't he? That enemy just comes. That's it. Gonna let her die, and you know. But see, you gotta kick those things out. You gotta go right back to the promise and say, "No, God gave this to me. This is mine. Amen. Satan, you can't take it away. I've claimed it by the blood of the Lamb. Give it back." Amen. I believe God will do that with our sister as well. Thank you, sister, for sharing that. God's merciful. His grace is unfailing, brother, sister. And I wish we'd go back and just take all the times and think about how good He's really been to us, how much He does take care of us. We really don't need to have frowns on our faces when you think about how much should have happened, could have happened, would have happened, but He intervened on our behalf over and over and over again. Amen. Thank you, sister. Here we're talking about Abraham, and we're getting to where Abraham's about to come off the scene. And I had skipped ahead there because Isaac, we understand shortly after where we had preached last service here. If you've been in the services, Isaac was going to be offered, and God told him, "Don't touch him." He said, I'm gonna bless you out of Isaac." And God provided a lamb there. And that just shows us the same with us, brother, sister. It doesn't matter how much the cost is. You always obey God and you'll come out ahead. And Peter one time thought that they had given up a lot, didn't he? He said, "Man, Lord, we've given up houses and friends and family. We've given up everything. What are we going to get in return?" And Jesus said, "Well, first off, you're going to get eternal life." So that adds up a whole lot more than what you've ever given. But He said, even in this life, you'll get 100-fold friends, families, and children and things of that sort. God is faithful, brother, sister. He never fails us. There's no reason to be discouraged. If anything, we ought to be the most encouraged people in the world. We ought to be the only ones that still have an encouraging thing to say. Because the world's falling apart, brother, sister. Where everyone thinks they could put their trust, it's now gone. But brother, and if you're beginning to feel that way, you're missing the vision, brother, sister. It's time to wake up. It's time to come back to yourself and say, "No, I'm a son of God. I've been ordained for this hour. I'm here to be an overcomer. And I'm going home to be with Jesus here soon and very soon. And we ain't leaving a hoof behind. We're going to glory with every one of our promises." Amen. Amen. Let's just go ahead and loosen up and have church this afternoon. Abraham had thought he was going to have to sacrifice his son, but we know, as I think it was in Romans picked up, that even he knew, if God is going to make me sacrifice his son and the promise has to come through him, God's going to have to raise him up, because there's no way God will lie to me. Amen. And how did this ties into this blessing that we're talking about? We just picked it up here in Galatians 3. It says, "Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham." The promise to Abraham was completely by faith. It was a promise. God promised it. He never said, "Abraham, you've done something, I'm going to give it." No, He just promised it. He went and found this man. He said, "You're the one." He said, "Why, Lord? Don't worry about it."
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. See, that's why we got to quit just putting it back in the past. What about you? Why do you believe this? Why did you get pulled out of the world? Because you're His.
Amen.
You say, "Why?" "I don't know. I don't know why He saved me. Man, He sure deals a lot of heartache dealing with me, but I thank Him that He does."
Amen.
Amen. There's many men more qualified than Brother Andrew to stand back here, but God in His grace has chosen me, and I am what I am. You are what you are, and we ought to just be happy we're in His hand.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The promise to Abraham was by faith, and He says those that believe are the children of Abraham. So just to say that you believe a law, you can write a code of ethics, you can follow this doctrine, that doctrine, that ain't what we're talking about. Anybody can do that. Anybody can go through the motions. Anybody can have church service. Anybody can be religious and say, well, I read my Bible, I do this. That isn't what we're talking about. We're talking about something beyond that. We're talking about a real faith that comes from God, that pulls a life out of you. That's not a carnal life, but a supernatural life that makes you into the very image of the Son of God. And the only way to do that is by faith. You can't work it up. You can't legalize it enough. You can't cookie cutter it up, no matter what you try. You've got to yield yourself to the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. This is the blessing that we're talking about. And how we know this is the real blessing is because when God makes the promise to Abraham about him blessing the whole world, you think the nation would have been a little bit bigger than Israel. He says, your seed's going to bless the whole world. That shows that this was a compound prophecy.
Sure.
Man, I'm sorry, y'all, but y'all quiet on me today. Maybe it's my fault. I don't know. Maybe I just need to preach louder or something. That's right, my brother. You can just feel him. Brother Ken, I don't know where he's at today. He ought to be here, and Penny isn't here, and Lord help him. Sister Brenda, I think it's been 2 weeks, right? She should have ought to be here, too. But we just pray for him and love him, you know, and coming to the Lord's here, brother, sister. And it's not a time to be playing around with these things. God help us even as individuals. And I'm to the point where I recognize Paul meant when he said, I die daily. Because if you don't pinch yourself every day, every hour, you fall into to a Laodicean spirit. You just go through the motions. Life's just whatever. It doesn't really have any meaning. And you just eat, drink, marry, because tomorrow we die. But you gotta wake yourself up to recognize, if I'm not paddling away from this chaos, I'm heading towards it. Oh my God, that's right. See, you can't do it. And I'm not talking works now. And we're going to hit that hard today. I'm talking by faith. God, this is your promise to me that I'm not being condemned with the world. Even when I'm convicted, it's only for you to make me right again. I'm not of this world. Though I'm in it, I'm not of it. I'm going home. When it talked about the church ages, it said all of them were in those ages. But when it came to Laodicea, it said they were of it, which means they were there, but they weren't in it anymore. They've been pulled out. They were brought into a broad age, and God has fulfilled His word. He's opened the seals. He's shown us that we're not of this world, but we're of the world to come.
Amen.
And we're here to overcome this world and to bring that world here.
Amen.
Amen, brother, sister. The promise to Abraham to bless the whole world was given, and not presumptuously. God knew what He was talking about. I don't even know if Abraham knew what He was talking about, but God knew what He was talking about.
Amen.
And out of Isaac, that seed would be called. And many people thought that was the children of Israel. Now, that's part of the prophecy, but it's a compound prophecy because Israel hasn't quite influenced the whole world. You take a little blimp on the map. But what has influenced the whole world was the seed of Abraham, which was Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And out of that seed, all nations have been blessed.
That's right.
That's right. That's where it really comes to. Now come back with me to Genesis. Just a few scriptures here. Back Genesis 18. Genesis 18, verse 17. See, when Paul picked it up, he said that we're talking about Abraham's seed. He said it's not seeds. So it's not Isaac and then Jacob and then that would be seeds. He said it's his one seed, which was Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And we know as far as the message has shown us that out of that seed came every son of God. Amen. God planted that on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Genesis 18:17. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Hallelujah. For I know him. Now listen to this. That he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken. So here's how we bring the word back together. I've already said we can't go down the legalist way. Paul said that law is a curse. To just go through the motions, to just follow God based on a written word, on a doctrinal basis, this rule, I do this, I do this, I do this, I don't do this, I don't do this, I don't do this. That is not what we're talking about, but if you really believe the word, you do it because you believe it because you obey it.
Amen.
You can't say you believe it and then not obey it. You're a hypocrite.
Sure.
And I'd much rather just be a sinner than a hypocrite.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
When it comes to anything, brother, sister, and I say it's to us as individuals. If in your heart you can't be what you're saying, then you need to stop and just be who you are. Because you're a hypocrite. And if you say, well, that ain't right what I'm doing, well, then you need to still die because you're still wrong. Don't change the word, brother, sister. The word is right. What it said a son of God's supposed to be is what it's supposed to be. Amen. Why did God know he could give the promise to Abraham? It's because of what we just said there. God knew Abraham would obey him.
Uh-huh.
And he would teach his children, which would get the promise all the way down to where it would get to Jesus Christ being born thousands of years later.
Right.
Glory to God. Genesis 22:18. God confirms this again. Just one verse here. Genesis 22:18. It's got, verse 17. And God heard the voice of the... That ain't where I want to be. Where am I at? Oh, I'm in 21. No wonder that didn't make any sense. All right. And verse 16. 22:16. And said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee. In multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed because thou hast obeyed my voice.
Amen. Amen.
So this is where rubber meets the road. People say they believe God, but if you're not in obedience to God's word, it's not that you're not following the law. We're not talking about the law. It's the point is you don't have the faith you say you do. Because faith produces the right works of God. Faith produces a person that becomes obedient to the word of God. And here's the thing. When God says he's going to bless you according to his promise, if you're not obedient, you'll never be in position to even be blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why God knew he could give this promise to Abraham, because he knew he would obey it so he could bless him, because he would be in a condition to be blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Brother Branham, or not Brother Branham, but the Lord, brother, sister, has made it to where you wonder, why can't I be blessed? You're always blessed.
Amen.
That's why God sealed you in.
Amen.
You're always in a condition to be blessed by the presence of God, because the devil's been sealed out. You've been sealed in by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you automatically are the Christian that you're supposed to be. You're automatically, as a tomato, doesn't have to force itself to put out tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
It just does it. Tomato plants make tomatoes. So does a child of God with the Holy Spirit make a son of God.
Amen.
Amen. Obedience is what brings forth the blessing. Obedience is the direct output that you really have faith.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. I've got a lot of quotes on this because, again, I got to keep it balanced, because too many times, right after you say something like that, somebody goes down legalism again. They go thinking, well, then I'll do this, this, and this, and this. Root it in faith. Root it in, Lord, I know I'm saved by the grace of God. I've accepted your blood. I've received the Holy Ghost. Because of that, now I press forward. That's totally different.
Amen.
You might not think it's different, but that's what got one group of children killed and one victorious.
Amen.
That's right. Remember they said, oh, we can't go in the land. There's giants over there. It's too scary. And Moses said, well, there ain't no point now. You're right. We're going to go wander around. He said, oh, we'll do it now. We'll do it. We've read the word again. We'll go do it now. It's not ruining any faith, though.
Uh-huh.
He said, go ahead, but the Lord ain't with you.
That's right.
He said, but we got the word, brother. That's too many people in our message now. Oh, I can quote it to you, but it ain't in you.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Got too many people in the message, not enough people with the message in them.
That's right.
It ain't important to be in the message. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the message of Christ, the Holy Ghost being in you.
Amen.
I'll show you it's the message. I think I just... let me see if I can find that real quick. I'm pretty sure I just read it here. See, it's good to read a message. It'll help you out sometimes, even when you're preaching. Give you a good thought. Brother Branham said this at the end of Identification, 1963. Says, you believe? Amen. He says, what did that man touch? He touched Jesus Christ. He had just discerned someone. He says, he's 30 feet from me. I challenge you in the name of Jesus Christ to believe that this message of the Holy Spirit in the last days is the closing out of the world's history. I challenge you to believe that I taught it to you tonight.
Yep. Amen.
Right.
This message of the Holy Ghost being in is the message of the hour for the end time. That's why he did. I say this many times, but the seals opened even showed the prophet what he had been saying. Even himself looked back at the tape and said, wow, that's right, that was God saying that. That makes so much more sense. He said, I preached God hidden in simplicity. But he said, I didn't know half what I was saying until after the seals were opened. He said, then I know it. It's so profound, but yet it's so simple that a child could understand it.
Amen.
If your interpretation of the seals takes 30 weeks of teaching to get it figured out, you're wrong. If it takes seminar after seminar, ministers training after ministers training to make sure we're all qualified to do what God said we already can do anyways, yep. You're wrong.
Right.
Why? Because God don't need your brain power. God don't need you to figure it out. He just needs your obedience.
Amen.
1 Samuel 15:22, listen, Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. God has always wanted His children to obey Him. That is why. And it's not because He's bullying you around. It's because He knows what's best. And any of us parents know we've dealt with this. My dad's dealt with me. I've dealt with my kids. Every parent's always dealt with it. You know the right choice. Your kid does not. And you tell them that right choice, but there's got to come a time where they have to just be obedient to the word you're saying. You can't drill it down them. You can't force them to do it, because then you're back under a law. And what does that produce? Any parents, I'm telling you right now, God help us all. But if you start leading a kid that way without the Spirit of God, without the leading of the Spirit, you'll drive them right out of the message as fast as possible.
Sure.
Yeah, you will, because you'll make it something that ain't. You'll make it this legalistic thing that destroys souls. Because then what happens is a child begins to think that he's never good enough, which, you know what, he isn't. That's right. I ain't good enough. You ain't good enough. But the point is, it ain't about us being good enough. It's about that He was good enough.
Amen.
And He died in my place to make me good enough.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. We ought to lose all faith in ourselves. We don't need none of that self-help garbage. We don't need none of that, brother, sister. We need to identify with what the Word said about us and recognize that our flesh is dead.
Amen.
I hope yours is. If it's still alive, you ain't overcoming yet. That's right. You're still attached to it. And then what happens is the devil will take that. Now watch. This is what we're talking about, what Samuel was getting at. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Then you go into the motions. Well, I go to church. I pay my tithes. I'm doing the right thing. I said this. I did this. And, I deserve blessing from God. And then when it's all said and done, he said, but you never repented of your sins. You never loved your neighbor like I told you to. You hate that man over there.
Right.
Obedience is better than sacrifice. But I did this. I toiled. I struggled. Yeah, that's right, Cain. You tried really hard on your altar, but Abel obeyed me. You are not.
Oh, Jesus. Amen.
That's why his sacrifice was not accepted. I'm sure Abel's wasn't nearly as hard to get done as Cain's was. Cain went through a lot of labor. But God don't care about your labor. God cares about His labor. And His labor rested in Calvary and nowhere else, brother, sister. That was the most important thing that ever happened on this planet, was when God was made flesh, became the propitiation for sin, and sacrificed His body. He paid for the debt from time to eternity.
Amen.
Doesn't need a work from us. So why do we interject ourselves all the time? It's because really deep down, you think you understand it better than God does.
Uh-huh.
Woo. Whew. Let me read you some quotes here. Expectation 1961 says, God said, separate yourself from your kindred. That's what you have to do a lot of times. Separate yourself from a lot of unbelief. And remember, until Abraham fully obeyed God, the blessing never come until he fully obeyed God.
Amen.
He took his daddy along and he caused trouble. It's all right, Dad. That was just a quote. I don't think that types to now. You understand. And then Lot finally caused trouble and a herdsman. And then as soon as he got separated from everything, he fully obeyed. When he come to full obedience, then God brought the blessing. Now, we can all say that. We said, yeah, we watched Abraham. He was told one commandment, which was separate yourself from your kindred and go where I tell you. And he brought, we understand his dad was still around for a while, and then all the Bible says he died. And never talks about God talking to Abraham at all until after that happened. Then God has that little period of grace where he talks to him a little bit, and what happens? Well, he brings Lot around. And all that did was cause a big fuss, a big stew. I'm going to tell you what Lot's are anymore. It's, well, I could preach on that. The brother missing church for sports or, we kind of need him. We need him here in the church. You know, he's a powerful man. You might not have dealt with this firsthand, but I have. Any kind of compromise, though, in the Word of God automatically destroys the church. It does every time. Because the church ain't this building, ain't the people here. The church is the Holy Ghost-filled people. That's the truth. That's the church. And if we got people that dilute away from the Word, you don't have a church, even if it's got thousands of people in it. You've got a large, a meaningless group of people. Meaningless gathering of a group of people. Amen. We understand that every person means something to God. That's right. Every person means something to God. And God cares a whole lot more about them people than they care about themselves.
That's true.
You watch God, He gives you every warning, every roadblock, brings every preacher, every minister, every word. He gives you the internet so you can find anything you want to find about anything. Any of you could find all the quotes that I'm about to say or any scriptures in 5 minutes.
Sure.
It used to take a year to be able to do something like that. Why did God allow that? So you could find the truth. And what do people do with it? Look up cat pictures all day.
Uh-huh.
Or go on somebody else's gossip. I've heard it said this way. He said the only thing, a scientist, I believe, or somebody in the secular world, said the only thing more amazing than the technology we've come up with is what people do with it. We just take it and we just squander it at all costs. It's just pathetic. But it goes to show you, brother, sister, that that God's not behind none of that. The devil is. The devil's behind it, and the devil don't love you.
Right.
I hope that sinks home today. That if you can recognize something is coming against the Word, it's never love, it's never right, it'll never pan out. All it'll do is cause you more heartache in the long run. Oh, it'll look good for a little while. Go ahead, suck it down, a little bit of entertainment, a little bit of worldly pleasure. It'll feel good for about a day or two, but I'm here to tell you it won't be long.
Amen.
Before you'll go, man, I just don't have the peace I used to have.
Sure.
Man, I'm just nervous all the time now. I can't witness to strangers because I'm afraid they're all going to stab me. And if you think like the world, you won't talk to a soul. Scared to death, man. Why? Because then people could stab you. But see, I'm not going in life with me. I got the Lord in me.
Amen.
I got the King of Kings. I got an army of angels that watch over me.
That's right. Amen.
And I don't look at people as the enemy, brother, sister. I can see the devil behind that. But I ain't scared of him at all. I'll tell you, I'm way more scared of Brother Andrew than I am about any devil. That's right, man. I'll tell you what, Brother Andrew can defeat me all the time.
Right.
Devil ain't got no chance. When the devil makes himself obvious, that makes it even easier for me.
Sure.
I love when somebody has a devil and they froth on the ground and get mad. That's way easier to expose. A lot easier than somebody's got some critical spirit and got their doctrine all lined up and you got to sit there and fuss and feud with them for hours on end for no reason. Brother Bram said, I'd much rather have an uneducated heathen than an educated one.
Right.
And we've produced too much of it. Why? Because we've made it legalism instead of just obedience.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Abraham didn't figure it out. Abraham didn't get a map of where he was going. It's God told me to go here. That's where I'm going. Which direction? His way.
Amen.
Which way is that? Wherever he is, that's where I'm going.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Remember, even Thomas had that idea. Lord, wherever you're going, we're going to come too. Or actually, Jesus said that. He said, you're going to come with me. He said, Lord, how can we go if we don't know the way?
Sure.
He said, I am the way.
Amen.
What do you mean you don't know the way? I'm standing right here talking to you.
Amen.
And if we would get that, we wouldn't worry about little facets of our life. As long as I know the Lord's in it, that's the way I'm going to go.
Amen.
That's all you need, brother, sister. And this is the real living by faith, is identifying when you can recognize the Lord's not in something, just don't do it.
Amen.
Just don't do it. You already done checked. If you've received the Holy Ghost, you've got that voice talking all the time. And it'll tell you the second you just look the wrong way, boom, don't do it. What happens usually? We reason. We go to the garden just like Eve. We'll bash Eve all day. She shouldn't have listened to that serpent. Here we are doing the same thing. But we got better doctrine now. We can figure out, we can weasel our way out of this. It's okay. It's not a big deal. No, it's wrong.
Amen.
Why? It's not obedience to the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Sure.
Now, what's obedience to us, brother, sister? What is full obedience to the believer in this day? And many people take this quote and, again, drive it to legalism. They drive it to a churchianity. They drive it really into another denomination, which is why the message has no effects when you make it a denomination, because that's not God's system, even with the right doctrine.
Amen.
Even with a real prophet, that's not God's system.
Amen.
The Pharisees were sitting on the true doctrine of Moses, but didn't have the Spirit to bring life to it, and instead of exalting the Messiah, they killed him.
Amen.
I love what Ken Ham was. He was asked one time. Ken Ham's the one that he's a creationist scientist and things, and he's the one that helped get that ark built down there in Kentucky. He was asked one time by an atheist, he says, "Why don't your God just come down and make himself known to everybody?" He said, "He did, and they killed him."
Right.
See, everything, it's like if you just know that Jesus Christ really was God amongst us, then you don't have to say, well, why didn't God do this? He did it.
Yeah.
Why don't God sympathize with us? He did. Yeah. He became everything you ever could have been.
Right.
That's right. He went through every temptation there ever was to man and didn't sin, just to show you there's a way to do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So how do I get into that, Brother Andrew? What is full obedience to me today? How many knows Brother Bram said that we have to have full obedience?
Yeah, right.
And again, too many times that drives people just, I mean, I hate when I see that, because that's the worst case to be in, when a person's really sincere, but they're sincerely wrong. Because they put their heart into it. They care. And that's what you want out of believers. A lot of times we've got the other problem. We got the right idea. We just don't care. You can't care enough to go to church. Can't care enough to even read your Bible. Can't care enough to figure out if this stuff's right in the first place. Can't care enough to pray about it. See, that's a bigger problem to me. But when you see a man or a woman who cares, but yet gets diverted away because they think they're never good enough, they can never do it, so they go through one thing in life and they get that figured out, and then they got to go through the next thing, and the list, we all know, never ends.
Right.
You're not good.
Amen.
You're not good enough. You're not going to make it to heaven on anything you can do.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So then how do we obey, brother? What do I have to obey to if nothing I do even matters? Listen, this is, and here's the thing I love, is the message has the answer. It's laying right there. Just go read it for once.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Read it every day. Amen.
Amen.
Read it and believe it with all your heart. The token, 1963. Now, when you want eternal life.
Okay.
Anybody? Yeah. Hallelujah. When you want eternal life, you receive a token showing that the price has been paid. It isn't the blood, but it's the token of the blood. It's the life itself. Amen. All right. Now listen. Full obedience to the whole Word of God, to God's entire word, will entitle you to this token.
Yeah.
Whew. All right, let's go home. Let's go figure out everything we got to do. Got to get every quote. Got to get it all figured out. Get every scripture. Line it right up. I got to get full obedience. Am I supposed to buy Cocoa Pebbles or Fruity Pebbles? What's full obedience?
Come on.
How many knows you've been there? Am I? Oh, man. And what happens is just always defeat, defeat, defeat. That ain't what Brother Branham said. I'm going to keep reading the next paragraph. What is full obedience to us as believers in the end time? It's right here. He says, we'll entitle you to this token. How do you do it? Peter said, on the day of Pentecost, repent, every one of you. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, the token.
Amen.
See how simple that is? And why is it so hard to make that live? It's because we want, oh no, I want to feel the power. I want to be just like Naaman and see lightning bolts come down out of heaven. That'll prove to me that I'm really saved. And then I better have an angel visitation every 2 days. And I better see every miracle and every healing all the time. Or I just can't believe. Jesus already dealt with that. You remember the rich young ruler went down to hell and he said, Lord, let me go back and I'll talk to him. They'll believe someone raised from the dead. He said, no, they won't. No, they won't, because if they won't believe Moses and the prophets, if they won't believe the word, they're not believers.
Amen.
And he proved it himself. He wasn't blowing hot air. Why? He died, went to hell, raised again, talked to them same people, and they still didn't believe it.
Uh-huh.
An unbeliever is an unbeliever, but praise God, a believer is a believer.
Amen.
And God has witnessed that. How do I fully obey, Brother Andrew? Repent.
Yeah. Amen.
and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins and receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the token of eternal life in your life. That's it. That's all there is to it. Hallelujah. And then we'll go read things. Well, I want to move in the supernatural. I want to see the Spirit of God. I want to see the gifts of God move in our life. And we'll go find, what did Brother Branham say? Over and over and over again. Just yield yourself.
Yes.
Yield yourself. And then we'll go, and man, I've watched it. I'm trying to yield myself. How do you try to yield? If you're yielding, you're not trying anymore. That's the whole point of yielding. If a brother's going to yield to me, that means he's not doing anything. He's going to let me do with him as I please.
Right.
If I yield to a police officer, I'm not doing anything anymore. I'm just letting him do with me as ever he pleases. So when we go and try to yield to the Lord, and you try to yield, see, you got to get that out of there. There's no trying about it. It's just, you just do it. You're saying, can I do that, brother? Of course you can. It's way easier than what you think. Romans 6 tells us. I just read this when I was reading not too long ago here. Romans 6 and verse 15. And this will keep us from going on the other side of being so loose we can just do whatever we want. That ain't faith either, brother, sister. Because anything that's not a faith is sin.
Right.
Sure. Hallelujah. So we got to have faith in what we're doing. A little bit more of a teaching today. Hope that's all right. What then? Verse 15. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid.
Amen.
Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey?
Yeah, come on.
Whew. His servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which is delivered unto you. Being made free from sin, you become the servants of righteousness.
Here we go.
What is yielding to the Spirit? You want to know what it is? It's simply obey.
Yeah.
Just do what God said. And you say, well, I don't know if God said that. Well, the fact that, and many times you watch that at the end of a service, many times, the Holy Ghost begins to move on people. And you can see them fighting back and forth. Do I pray for that person or not? Really, really? You believe the devil came to church today and told you to go pray him out of someone? Really, you believe that? No, of course you don't. So where's the... See why? You're just not yielding because you're not just obeying. You're going to reasoning.
Sure.
And that's what's gotten us in trouble every single time. You think we just stopped doing it, but hopefully today we learn. God never asks us to reason. He asks us just to obey. When He leads us, and that's why you have to know you have the Holy Ghost. If not, you're presuming. You're just guessing, brother, sister. But if you've got the Holy Ghost, and you've got faith, you've got the Holy Ghost, and you know you've got the Holy Ghost, and it don't matter what the devil says, you know He lives in you.
Amen.
Then you know what the Bible said. They that are the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
So that moving in your heart that leads you to the Word, it's not a presumption at all, brother, sister.
Amen.
It's the Holy Ghost telling you what to do. Just obey Him. That is yielding.
Amen.
Just do what God said.
Sure.
Hallelujah. See, it wasn't so from the beginning, 1960. Every man's got to be born again, and this sinful nature killed in him, and a new man born in him, which is Jesus, is Christ Jesus, the Son of God. Then you surrender yourself completely to Christ, and Christ comes in and writes the books of Acts through you. Oh, glory.
Sure.
Whew. I don't know. I just don't feel like we got it too much. I'm way too excited about that. Because it's not, I hope a book of Acts happened. It is. It's happening right out of me. It has to, because the Word only writes itself. It can't write anything else.
Amen.
How I know that's the truth, my friend. How I know it's the truth. I've said, if you can only yield yourself. What did that woman did that he touched his garment? She knew, she knew how to yield herself. She touched him by yielding herself. So there goes your whole, this woman had no promise. How many knows that? When she went and touched the hem of his garment, she had no promise that would heal her. But God spoke to her.
Yeah.
And a revelation struck her, said,
yeah,
if I but touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made well.
Yeah.
And here we are with promise after promise after promise, vindication after vindication that you can put your whole soul on. It never failed. We watched it work millions of times. And we'll sit here and wonder, is that really the will of God or not?
Sure.
Right.
Is that really the will of God to heal or not? Of course it's His will, brother, sister. It's His will to deliver. Of course it's His will to deliver. Oh my, see how quiet you're getting? Get that unbelief out of your experience, brother, sister. Yield yourselves members to righteousness. Yield yourself to things that exalt God and not you and I, not a church, not an idea, but exalt God to prove to the world that our God is the only true living God. He's not just on paper. He'll come and make you love an enemy. He'll come and heal the sick. He'll come and deliver captives. He'll come and bring peace to a situation of chaos.
Sure, amen.
How? Just yield yourself to it.
Sure, amen.
Hallelujah. The second we get out of this complicated message that we've come up with and come back to simply being led by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God, that's how we check it.
Sure, amen.
It's that simple. If you know you're being led by a promise of God that's written in the Scriptures, or it's laying right before you, it's worked in the Holy Ghost, that's when you know it's God. The presumption comes when you're sitting there doubting and reasoning and back and forth. Then you don't know where you stand. And James said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord.
Right.
And that's why you watch the one, Brother Branham said it this way. He said, yeah, many people will point to divine healing and go find a man that failed and won't talk about the thousands that did work.
Right.
So what point is it that one person failed? I don't have nothing to do with it. It's still a promise. He says, I can go find you a million people that died under medical care right now. Does that mean we throw it all out? He said, no, then why are you still going to the doctor?
Right.
Hallelujah. And just because somebody presumed one time, don't mean it. That's not the way to do it. It's just whatever God tells you to do, you need to be faithful to it and yield yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whew, glory. All right. She touched him by yielding herself. Let me come down now. He says, what about the visions on the platform? Out through there and over the country, wherever it is. It's yielding yourself to the Holy Spirit, getting yourself out of the way, your own ideas, and just being led by the Spirit. That's right. How did he do it? Many people did that with Brother Branham. They tried to figure out his little tactics and then it's not how he did it. It did the same with Jesus. Remember, Brother Branham said that's what that Judas spirit is all about, sitting there falling, trying to figure out what's the gimmick. How does this really work? How does he know what they're thinking? How does he heal the sick? You know, what kind of hypnotism is he using? I love how Brother Rand was told that one time. The doctor said, you hypnotized that boy and healed him. He said, if that's the case, you doctors need to take up hypnotism because it's working a lot better than your medicine now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's not hypnotism, it's the Word of God. That's right.
Sure.
So turn with me now. I want to bring one more thought as I close. Genesis 26. Hallelujah. Genesis 26. And this picks up with Isaac later on. After Esau and Jacob and birthrights and all that had been done. Watch this. Genesis 26, verse 1. And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went into Abimelech, king of the Philistines under Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Do you see what was his first test? Obey. Do what I tell you to. All right. Sojourn in this land and I will be with you. But Lord, it's a famine here. I don't care. Obey. Stay where God tells you. Because even if there is a famine, God can send a prophet, give you that one widow woman the meal she needs.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sojourn in this land and I will be with thee and will bless thee. For unto thee and to thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge and my commandments, my statutes and my laws. So look, now we've got Isaac here. Actually, he's being challenged to obey as well. But why is God even talking to him? He says, there ain't nothing really to do with you, Isaac. It's because your father before you believed. And I believe there's promises to us, you know, as fathers and parents to our children as well. But what I want to do is, as a believer, you know, God's not really looking at your obedience anyways. What's He looking at? Christ's obedience. It's not that the situation comes to you, but why did it come to you in the first place? It's because somebody believed before you. Somebody obeyed before you. And that's where our faith needs to rest, brother, sister. It's not that I'm Isaac. I don't know nothing about this. I wasn't there when God talked to Abraham. But I believe the same thing.
Amen.
And God recognized that faith had already been struck. How much more when the Son of God has already been the propitiation for your sin, already been obedience all the way to death,
yes,
went to the grave, rose again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God accounts that righteousness to you.
Yes. Amen.
Woo, glory.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. He had to go through the trial, brother, sister. Let me read this to you. Just listen. It's Hebrews 5:8. It says, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Called of God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Amen.
Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name above every name. Hallelujah. Brother Branham said this in God's Provided Way, 1961. Brethren and sisters, Canadian friends, Christ is God's achievement for us today. God raised him up from the dead and presents him before us, that he is not dead. He's alive forevermore. And he's here now in the midst of us this afternoon, in the midst of us now, to show himself alive. It's not what I can achieve and what I can prove. It's what I believe that God has achieved for me. I have no bachelor's of art, PhD, or LRD. I'm not even a grammar school education. I could not achieve anything. But I accept what He achieved for me at Calvary. When Christ gave His life for us and God raised Him up on the day of the resurrection to prove that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I accept God's achievement.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Colossians 2. Colossians 2:13. Hallelujah. Let me show you Christ's achievement. Thank you, Jesus. Colossians 2:13. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him. Listen to what we just said. He hath. He, not you and I. We didn't choose. He chose to already. How many believe Jesus raised from the dead? That's quickened him. He quickened him. He says, he hath already quickened you with him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Having forgiven you all trespasses. Yes. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. We go around, we exalt sin, we make it look, oh, the devil got me here, the devil did this, oh, he's so mighty. What did Jesus say? He showed it openly. He showed it everyone, look, I whipped this boy. He triumphed over him. And where were you when he did that? You were in him.
Amen.
You're already in him. Right. All the righteousness that we see, that the devil couldn't even beat him.
Yes.
You were there.
Amen.
Glory, when he died, it went right to the gates of the enemy and proved what God said to Abraham was true. The gates of hell would be against him, but he prevailed against the gates.
Amen.
The same God kicked him down, went and found the keys, took him from the devil, and raised back up again and showed it openly. He came, and remember, he showed himself before multitudes.
Yes.
He said, the devil thought he killed me, but I beat him.
Amen.
Here I am alive. He said, go down to the tomb, see if you can find the body. It's not there because it's standing here.
Amen.
Everyone else's religions are, they can go point you at a tomb of a dead person, and all they can do is point you, you're going to be right next to them one of these days.
Amen.
But see, we've got someone else that don't point to a dead tomb. He points to a forever or ever. And he says, that's where he can point you to now.
Amen.
And not sometime in the future. I'm talking right now. This is the blessing of Abraham. That no matter what happens, I know I'm right. That no matter what happens, I know I'm sinless. No matter what happens, I know I'm one of God's children.
Amen.
Because I've obeyed Him. I've just done what God told me to do. And that's all God wanted me to do. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. All Abraham had to do was do what God said. And God said, you're righteous, Abraham. Then he made a mistake, but then he did what God said. He said, go back that way. All right, and he did. Hallelujah. The first thing God told us to do in full obedience was repent. The first thing He told you to do was to admit you're wrong. That don't sound like righteousness to me. It sounds like God's working against His program. He's going to declare you righteous by telling you you're not righteous. But see, why does God do that? He's got to break down your confidence in you so you'll put your confidence where it needs to be, in Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God has come. He's broke His word open to us and He's shown us not only did He do this, but He did it because He wanted to.
Yes, He did.
Amen.
He desired to have you.
Yes.
This is why, brother, sister, as much as people might say they're loners, there ain't a man in the world who's a loner.
Right.
You weren't created to be a loner. Why? Because the whole reason we're here is God's loneliness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It says He looked down, He saw Adam. All the way back in the Garden of Eden. And what did He see? He saw a reflection of Himself.
Sure.
He saw Him with the ability in Him to have fellowship, but yet not enjoying it yet.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. And He made the man. He says, he'd been saying the stars are good, the earth is good, and you know the church is good, and the doctrine's good, and but we're missing something. And all of a sudden, it's not good no more. He said, it's not good that men should dwell alone. I'll make him a helpmeet. I'll make him a woman so he can have fellowship.
Right.
Hallelujah. God perfectly reflecting His own desire for you and I, brother, sister.
Amen.
You'll never be alone. That's why when you see a spirit trying to drive you to be alone, I'm here to tell you, it's not God.
Right.
It's the devil.
Sure.
That's right. Because if God, there's times where you go, you're not really going to be alone though. That's the difference. A lot of people say, I want to go, I need some alone time. A Christian don't say that. He says, I need time to be with the Lord.
Amen.
It's not alone. I'm going to go be with somebody. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Christians are never told to leave the Lord somewhere else. Even when we talked about famines and things, but when God, like we just read there with Isaac, there was a famine in the land, but see, the Lord still stayed. He said, don't worry about the famine. Don't worry about nothing else. I'm going to be here. This is where you want to be.
Amen.
Everywhere else, I mean, it looks bad here, but I'm telling you, this is where I am. This is where you want to be, Isaac, because I made you to have fellowship with me. And trust me, if you walk out of that, you're not going to fulfill the desire you want.
Right.
You can't make yourself something you ain't. And God made you a human. God made you a son of God, and God put that little part in you. You call Him the jealous God, the Bible does. He made you for Himself. Woo, glory. There's a right jealousy. I'm glad God was jealous over me.
Amen.
That's right. I'm glad God loved me more than some other woman, you know, as the bride. I appreciate that. I'm glad he's single to us as a bride and not just any old woman. Just take anyone else. And that ain't real love. That's a bunch of lust. That's what the world pictures God as. But God don't work that way. He's got one bride. And when did He know that bride? From the foundation of the world. And brother, sister, God has come to us, not as collectively, but as individually, and open up to you the blessing that Abraham had to know you're His.
Amen.
How did He do it? We just read it there. I'm going to quote it to you one more time. It's Galatians again, 3:13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. That, what is that blessing? That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Amen.
And we read it a little bit earlier. The whole reason God could say that He would bless the whole world through Abraham is because of you and I right now.
Amen. Amen.
Because it said in the prophecy, He says, let me find it real quick. I will end on this thought. Verse 7, he says, "Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham." See, the seed. Amen. "And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen." So why was that promise given? Why was the scripture written that all the nations would be blessed? Is God was foreseeing that not only would Israel be saved, but there'd be the heathen. Hallelujah. There'd be people all the way in Ohio somewhere across the world that would believe this, and God would justify them. And where they weren't called the children of God, that's where they'll be the children of the Most High. And they'll take, he said, "Israel, I'm going to make you jealous because I called you out to be my son, but I found someone to be my wife."
Amen.
Woo, glory. And how happy we ought to be that God has come to us, showed us this message, showed us that our theophany was talking to us, to reveal to us you're part of the bride of Christ.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. The whole time. We saw this.
Hallelujah, Father.
God saw this.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
The whole time we thought, I'm alone. Nobody cares for me. I've got a hope in the world. Everyone that is around me is out to get me. And then God gave you a revelation to open the seals and say, I was never alone. I've been married for all eternity. I've always been his wife. I'm not becoming his wife. I am his wife.
Amen.
We say the bride of Christ. Why? Because you're supposed to be getting married now.
Amen.
The wedding is now, brother, sister. When we resurrect, that's to go to the marriage supper. That's what happens after it's all done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Too many people, and this is why I hammered that on Wednesday night so hard. Too many people are coming up with doctrines that are making people loose about recognizing that they're married to Christ or not. Loose about being ready for the coming of the Lord. Oh, Billy Graham's still alive. Don't need to get ready yet. Oh, woman didn't get elected president. Don't need to get ready yet. I was just talking to the brothers a little bit ago. Brother Graham was very specific. If it is just one particular woman, he said it was a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Oh, we just elected some beautiful people into office.
Yeah.
You might say, well, that's not Donald Trump, but you look at what's around him.
Yeah.
Some beautiful women, a whole lot more than Ms. Clinton. Sorry. You might sound carnal, but she ain't a beautiful woman. I'm sorry. Just there ain't nobody gas a million men who thinks she's beautiful, and maybe one would, and he's drunk.
Right.
All right? That's crude, but I don't believe in lying about that stuff. When Brother Bram met beautiful, it's just like when John saw it. He said he saw that the woman on the Scarlet Beast said she was beautiful to look at. So he was talking about naturally on the outside, because we knew inside of her was just pure wickedness.
Yes. Right.
Disgusting. And that's what Brother Bram said about the woman that will rise in America. He said she was beautiful on the outside, but inside just wicked as all get out. But here's the thing, brother, sister. The world will never see it. The only reason we'll get it is by revelation.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Amen.
They will look like the most caring, loving, sincere people. Everybody will fall down just like they do for the Pope. Oh, what a mighty man. He cares for the poor. No, they don't. They want another dollar.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Hallelujah. That's right, brother, sister. I've talked to black people sometimes. It's okay to say black people, right? I'm not going to get in trouble. I'm sorry, Obama might be black too, but he don't love you.
No.
All right? This why, just because Trump is white don't mean he loves white people either. It don't nothing to do with it. There ain't no love nowhere to be found in that. There's only love in one spot. That's in Christ.
Amen.
Don't put your hopes in any of that, because the devil is a deceiver.
Amen.
He's not just evil as we think. He's a deceiver, which means he's so good at looking good.
Uh-huh.
But when it's all said and done, he's ready to pull that carpet out underneath you and just show you the flame of fire right down there.
Sure.
Right.
You're hanging on two strings of doctrine, ready to fall through. Oh, you know, like we just said, oh, Billy Graham's still alive. I'm still holding on. You know, I don't need to repent of my sins and get the Holy Ghost yet.
Wow.
No, and see, that's the thing. And Brother Graham, well, let's read the rest of the quote. What did he say? He said, what's left to be fulfilled can be done by morning. What's left to be fulfilled could be done in an hour and nobody even know about it. Guess when you got to be ready? Before that hour happens.
Yeah.
How can you get ready for something that you won't know happen until after it's already happened?
Right.
That's why God sent us a prophet.
Amen.
He sent us a man to show us what would come before it got here.
Yeah.
There ain't nobody here, and I don't mean to keep going. I believe the Lord's speaking to us this afternoon. Why? Because when it's all said and done, this message didn't come for doctrine, didn't come from churchianity. It came to get souls ready for the rapture.
Amen.
That's what it came for. And what did the prophet come to show us is what they would do in the political scenes that won't make it to CNN It won't make it to CBS. It won't be on ABC. It won't be on Fox News. It'll be by the revelation of the Spirit. And I do believe we're in a changing time. We've been in changing time all year. And I'm going to be real honest with you. The only reason, I'm totally convinced of this at this point, the only reason the world has not collapsed is God's grace to the bride of Christ. God's grace to those of us that still have a promise that we know hasn't been fulfilled yet, but we're holding on to it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. How many believes that?
Amen.
Don't put any faith in that. Don't put faith in even your own intellect at all. That's your worst enemy, brother, sister. Yes. Paul said it this way. He says, I'm scared of you, that your minds might be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Which simplicity, you know what that means? It means to be simple, means to be straightforward. Means, and also on top of that, means to be sincere. Yes. That, Lord, I'm not trying to get ready. I just want to be ready.
Amen.
Why? Because I married you, Lord. I'm not interested in being your wife one day and a sleazy girl the next. I'm committed.
Right.
And Lord, it's just like a man, like you said, goes on a far journey. If you're a faithful wife, it don't matter how many pretty boys come by.
Right.
You got a husband you're waiting on. And what are you busy with? I want to make sure the house is just the way he wants it when he gets home. I want to make sure that I got all my ingredients in there so when he walks back in, I can give him the pie. I wonder if we're making the marriage supper. I don't know. Maybe we are. The main thing I know is I want to be there.
Amen.
So what did he say? He said he'll come by. We'll all greet each other. I thank God for a prophet. It said we'd raise with the dead in Christ. The Bible tells us this. We'd all go together, meet each other first. Just think of the joy we'll have. Just put yourself there. Even our loved ones personally, but just think of all the saints. Think of all those that you can over say, oh yeah, I was at that meeting. I was there. I remember when David did that too. It was glorious. What happened to your time? And we're having a good fellowship. And then what'll happen? He'll show up. And all of a sudden, nobody else will matter. We'll all just admire him. And what'll happen is what I feel like is happening even now. You've got tears about to go down your eyes. I believe every one of us be crying. Why? The Bible said he'd go. You'd wipe your tears away. He said, don't cry no more. That's the last time you're going to do that. Because now we're going to a place of only joy.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Of only triumph, of only victory, of only peace. Brother, sister, sell out everything in this world you can. Make sure you're ready for that hour. Let's stand together today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you don't know it, 327, if it wasn't for the mercy of the good Lord, I wouldn't be here today. I believe that's, they don't say it here, but F. That's what I was thinking. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's take a moment. Let's worship Him with all of our hearts today. If you've heard from God, well, give Him thanks for it, brother, sister. Let that word sink into your heart. Let the Holy Spirit bring life to it.
Today, if it wasn't for the mercy of the good Lord, I wouldn't be here today. If He had not died
for your mercy.
Oh, if it wasn't for the mercy of the good Lord, I wouldn't be here. it wasn't for the mercy of the good Lord, I wouldn't be here today if He had not died on Calvary, if He had not heard my feeble plea, if He had not come to see about me.
Thank you, Lord. Aren't you grateful?
I wouldn't be here today. No, I wouldn't be here today.
As that plays that again. Oh my, just think of what we're singing, brother, sister. Think of His mercy to you. Oh, think of all the times where you were a sinner and He should have judged you. We were all guilty, but He had mercy on us. And when you came to Him and you resisted, He had mercy on you. Yeah, after you received the Holy Ghost and you messed up, He had mercy on you. Why? He came to see about you. He came because He cared about you. You're not a nobody. You're one of His. To the world, you're nothing, but to Him, you're everything. When you think of Jesus dying on the cross, brother, sister, let me tell you the real reality to you as an individual. Had you been the only sinner on the world, if every other man had done what was right and never messed up, but you had, do you know He still would have came? Do you know He still would have suffered? Do you know He still would have laid down His life just for you? That's how you accept the blood. You can't accept it as just a blanket slate to all the world. That ain't the way He did it. He did it thinking about every one of us. When He was on the cross, I was on His mind. He said, I've got some believers in every age. I've got some at the end time. I could see Him standing there in defiance, Ohio, struggling along, trying to serve me. And they won't be able to do it if I don't lay down my life now. Oh, glory. I see Him in that cage of sin, and they'll never get out unless I do what I'm doing today at Calvary. Oh, hallelujah, for the joy set before me, endured the cross, came obedient even unto death. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Are you grateful for the Lord today? Are you grateful He heard your humble cry? He heard your plea for help, and He's come to you today. Oh, Christian friend, I believe you're Christians today. I believe with all my heart you've received the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. How many say, Lord, I just want to serve You with all my heart. I want to obey You with all that's in me. Hallelujah. I've fallen, I've faltered, but I'm coming to You with all my heart. Lord, I want to be in full obedience to all Your word. Lord, I know I'm going to fail. I know I'm going to make mistakes, but Lord, let me be just like what the prophet said. Let me read it to you. Just stay in prayer. Listen to this. Hallelujah. Brother Branham says this. He says, I've spoke at length, but this I do not know. Hallelujah, that He will do this. I don't know that He will. I'm only going to ask Him. I believe I put my life on the stake to stand by His word, then by the best of my knowledge. I'm not sinless. I got plenty hanging on me. But every hour I confess it constantly. When I see my wrong, then I turn from that and try to do what's right. I wouldn't try to go to heaven on my merits. I wouldn't get there. I'm trusting solemnly in Jesus Christ. He is my trust. I believe in it. I wouldn't try to go into it because I'm a Pentecostal brother. I wouldn't go in on the merits of Pentecost. I'd go in on the merits of the blood of Jesus Christ. He died for me, and that's what I want you to trust, the merits of Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother, sister, I'm just a messenger. I'm not the one that saves you. I'm not the one that delivers you. I'm just a messenger. But the one that does, the one that can, the one that did, He's here now. Hallelujah. Do you have a need? Lift it up to Him today. Lift it up to Him with the heart of faith that the blessing of Abraham has come to you. That He has declared you righteous. Not by what you've done, but by His merit. He's accounted that to you. Ask abundantly that your joys might be filled. Say, Lord, I want to see You glorified today. Yield yourself, members. Whatever He says do, you do that. Hallelujah. Just love Him with all your heart. Oh, Lord, thank You for the Holy Ghost. Thank You, Jesus. I believe His Spirit's here, brother, sister. Thank You, Lord. Oh, what a presence. This is why we came, Lord. We came to be in Your fellowship. Thank You, Lord, for being with us again today. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, just get all your thoughts out of the way, all of your motives. As a minister, I'll say it like this. I can't just pray for people like I see done many times, just saying things and going through rituals. I got to get in the right condition to where I know God hears the prayer. I've got to get to where I know I'm out of the way and God has taken over. And you begin to feel what you're praying for. You begin to feel what the other's going through. And that's when the Holy Spirit comes on the scene and prays a real prayer. Hallelujah, brother, sister, that's what we need to be at. Don't presume. Just get all the way out of the way. But whatever He says, that's the way you need to act. If you've got a sickness, and you feel that pressing coming on you, I'm the Lord that heals your infirmities. Just accept that. Accept it with all your heart. And then don't even pay no attention to that sickness again. If you've been caged up by sin, come, I'm the Lord that delivers you. Hear that voice strike you. Get in the condition where you recognize that He has suffered just the way you are now. And He paid that you can be set free. Hallelujah, Lord. In this atmosphere, I want to ask if anyone would like to come forward for prayer. Would you do that right now? If there's any needs in the building, oh Jesus. Yield yourself to the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, I want You to be glorified. Brother, sister, do you know the prophet was waiting on the Holy Spirit to do things? I just read it to you there. He says, I don't know if He'll do this, but I'll ask Him. We're totally dependent on Him. We're totally dependent on Him. He's the one that brings healing. He's the one that brings deliverance. He's the one that does all things well. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. I'm going to pray with these. Oh, hallelujah. Today, just take a moment. Don't get in a hurry now. Thank You, Jesus. Lift Him up. Give Him praise. Worship Him. Believe Him. Say, Lord, I give You my vessel. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. All things are possible, my brother, my sister. What brings them on the scene is Your faith. Believe it with all your heart. You'll see anything you need to see. Do you need a miracle of healing? You can see it right now if you believe it. Don't get an idea of what it is. Just accept it the way God says. The way you came isn't the way you're going to leave today. Oh, thank You, Lord. Get all yourself out of it. That's all you got to do. It ain't nothing to do with you in the flesh at all. God don't care nothing about that. What He placed in you from the foundation of our heart. A heart to believe in. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank You for these believers today. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, those that's with me, I know You're healed. I lay hands on Him. Lord, You healed me this morning, even I pray now. Same healing verse You come to my brother. I'll give You the praise for it. proclaim it now.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
The Prince of Peace, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You bind against the enemy. We take back the gates of hell. We take it back and push sickness away. Lord, may you heal this cancer away in the name of Jesus Christ. Claim it, Lord. We believe with all our hearts. Raise my sister to full health here as well. Lord, may the doctors even recognize that the hand of God has been involved in the scene. Grant, Lord, we're careful to praise you. I agree with my sister's faith now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we believe. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you for being faithful, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Blessed Father, my King,
glory.
My Savior, our glory.
We love
Fire
you,
Lord Jesus. Blessed be thy holy name, Father. Lord, that you would
glory.
Come and seek for me, Lord.
Glory.
And find me, Lord Jesus, in this day and
Hallelujah
age.
To
and
the
bring
Lamb.
Me out, Lord, that I can serve you, that I can be a witness for you, Lord,
praise
that
me,
I can bring
Lord.
And
Thank
point
you,
people, Lord.
Lord,
to the light.
You're worthy of praise.
The eyes of the blind, Lord, to heal the sick,
You're worthy
Lord,
of
Jesus.
Honor.
I praise you, Father.
Lift
Hallelujah,
you up, Lord.
Jesus.
Be exalted,
Glory
Lord
to thy
Jesus.
Holy name, Father. Blessed be your
Hallelujah.
Blessed be your name, Jesus. Oh, glory, power, might to my Lord.
Hallelujah.
To my Savior, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Lord, that I might be your servant,
oh,
Lord.
We love you,
that
Jesus.
I might follow
I love you
and do your will,
heart.
Lord. Lord,
thank
that I might obey
me,
the voice
Lord.
Of the Lord.
Thank you
and be,
for the
Lord
Holy Ghost.
Jesus, led by the
Thank
Holy
you for the
Spirit,
word.
Creator of heaven
Hallelujah.
And earth, author of life and the
Thank
giver
you
of every perfect gift. I praise
Glory
you, Lord
to
Jesus.
God in the highest.
Hallelujah, Father.
Glory
I love
God.
You, Lord Jesus. Praise thy holy
oh,
name.
Oh, how many just feel his presence
praise
all around
holy
you
name
today?
Praise Jesus.
Oh,
glory,
thank you, Jesus.
Glory, 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 Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Oh, that's just him, brother
praise
sister.
You,
that's
Jesus.
That presence.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
oh,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Don't never
Jesus.
Be afraid of that.
Praise you, Lord.
Don't
praise
never,
you, Lord Jesus.
Don't never let fear come
hallelujah,
in at all.
Jesus.
You've been
thank
accepted
you, blessed
and
Lord Jesus. Praise thy holy
oh,
name,
Jesus.
God.
Thank you for your
praise
love today,
thy
Lord.
Name,
Thank
Jesus.
You for your arms of
I
grace
appreciate
and mercy.
You, Lord, being in our midst. Lord, that I walk
Thank
with
you
daily.
Jesus.
Every second, Father,
oh,
you're beside
Jesus.
Me.
We love
Lord,
you,
I have
we
nothing to
you.
Fear. Lord, for you are with me.
Holy name.
I hold the hand
sister,
of the
just
Creator.
Let him take full control of your
praise
vessel.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Let all your
Father.
Thoughts go aside.
Praise
let the
name,
word of God
Jesus.
Take preeminence.
Glory to God in the highest.
Oh, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise thy holy name.
You're worthy
glory,
of praise,
glory
Lord.
To
we
Jesus.
Thank you for being here with
thank
us.
Thank you, blessed Lord. Oh, I appreciate, Father,
oh,
your blessing. I appreciate
I the
Holy
the
Ghost,
Lord. Jesus.
I appreciate
I'd rather
your
hear
son,
the praises
Lord.
He hears
oh,
now than all the
God.
Fancy songs,
hallelujah,
all the lights and
oh, thank you, Father.
Good singing. He'd
thank
rather
you,
hear these hearts of full
oh,
worship.
I praise you, Lord.
Real adoration.
I praise you, Lord Jesus. I can
oh, brother,
see,
sister,
Lord,
if you need to repent,
coming.
Just get right now and jump
see,
into that
Lord,
fellowship with Christ.
I can see, Lord, you rising from your throne to come and
don't
get
stay
me,
on the
Jesus.
Outside looking in.
I
be inside,
you,
sealed
Jesus.
Away.
Hallelujah, Father.
That presence.
Blessed be your name,
sealed
Jesus.
Sealed away from all
hallelujah,
the things of the world.
Father. Oh,
oh
I praise you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Praise
oh, Jesus.
Thy name,
thank you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Praise
thank
thy
you,
name, Lord.
Lord.
Oh, I praise thy
hallelujah.
Name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can see you standing.
How many believes
there,
how many believes we're going home soon?
Hallelujah.
How many believes we're going
Jesus.
To Canaan's land?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
praise
glory.
God. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
Hallelujah.
I'm on my way.
Praise God.
Don't you just enjoy
thank
the blessing
you,
of Abraham?
Hallelujah.
It's here
hallelujah,
right now
hallelujah.
All over us. Oh, thank you.
Oh,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, brother, sister, I understand.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
We're all tired. We're all weary. But soon
hallelujah,
it'll all
Jesus.
Be worth it.
Thank won't
it be
Lord.
A fleeting memory? We'll live in this presence forever in
hallelujah,
its total fullness.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Never
praise
a glimpse
God,
of
praise
pain,
God.
Never a glimpse of sorrow,
hallelujah,
never a
Jesus.
Glimpse of fear or confusion
praise
or doubt. But in that realm of perfect peace. Hallelujah. Oh, just put yourself
thank
there right
you,
now.
Jesus.
And realize God put you on the right path.
Praise thy name.
God put you right where you need to be.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah,
we just dedicate
Jesus.
Our hearts afresh right now.
Praise your name.
Say, Lord, let me be in full obedience at all times.
I praise
don't
Lord.
Let me look
let me
to
walk
the left. Don't let me look
Lord.
To the right.
Let me be the
let
son,
be
Father,
to
Lord,
repent.
That hears his Father's voice
right
and does his will.
Of God.
Immediately,
may
Lord.
You use this
Lord,
vessel
Father, Lord,
for your
that
glory
as the light moves, I move
am,
with the Lord Jesus. As the voice says, speak, I speak, Lord. Lord, do you, Father, I praise you and worship. Worship you,
oh,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I glorify
thank you, Lord.
Your name,
just let the
Lord
Holy
Jesus.
Spirit now equip
oh,
you for the hour.
Jesus.
Don't go in
praise
your own mind. Don't
God.
Go in your own power.
Praise
go
God.
By the power of the Spirit
thank
that's
you,
being invested
Jesus.
In you
Lord,
right now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Praise
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Praise God. Praise
oh,
God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I believe it's been good to be in God's house today.
Praise
I believe the
God.
Lord's had his way in our
oh,
lives.
Oh, I praise thy name,
oh,
dear
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Let us just keep climbing in the
hallelujah,
glories of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Don't leave defeated today,
praise
brother, sister. Don't
God.
Live in a realm
praise
of what if.
You, Jesus.
Live in the realm of thank you,
thank
Lord, for the
you,
glories.
Jesus.
Thank you for your praise.
Hallelujah,
thank you
Father.
For your presence. Thank you for
thank
your praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Dad, I'm going to let you take the service.
Hallelujah,
I'm out,
Jesus.
Brother, sister. Oh, he's so good. I'll let you be dismissed on this song. Go ahead and praise him as long as you want. God bless you. We love you.
Praise the name.
Hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah.
We love you. God bless you, sister.
God praise the name.